Hi, this is Natalia from Family First Care. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, this is Debbie Griffiths.
Okay, hi, Debbie. So I'll be the service coordinator for you.
Okay.
One second, let me see your information, what I got. So, just to confirm, your date of birth is December 6, 1954, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, you say that you have Medicaid.
Right.
Let me just try to look that up for you. I'm not able to check it right now, but in any case, let me just explain you what the process will be and how it works. So basically, let me tell you that it all depends on, you know, how fast we are, how on top we are on it. So let's say we need something, an assessment or PCP form, anything that we need, if we get it done quickly, then I would say in no longer than 2 months, you'll be approved, hopefully, for home care services. But first of all, let me ask you a few questions, if it's worth applying. So is your total income more than $2,900 per month?
Yeah, it's lower than that, way lower than that.
I didn't get that, sorry.
It's lower than that amount.
Lower than that, okay. Okay, perfect. And do you have any assets like a house or anything else?
No, I live in an apartment.
A rental?
Yes.
Okay, and any life insurance policy or any assets?
No, I have health insurance.
Okay, perfect. So you should be able to qualify. So let me explain what the process will be. So first of all, you have two assessments. The first one will be the one that she gave you the number to call in. This is the one that you should schedule the appointments, and it's going to be a financial in-home visit. They will assess some financial questions. After that is finished, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second assessment. This is more like a functional assessment. They will see whatever your needs are. In the meantime, we will need two different things. We will need a PCP form signed from a doctor, which is something that we can help you with. We have a telehealth doctor that can call you, schedule an appointment, and do a video call with you to sign the form. Do you want me to request a telehealth for you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll request them to call you. It's going to be from a 718 number. They're a New York company. So they will sign the PCP form for you. They'll schedule an appointment. And also we will need any financial proof of your income. So are you getting Social Security income?
Yes.
Okay. So therefore the county would want to see any – how do you get it into your bank accounts?
No, I have a checking account.
You don't have any checking accounts?
I have a checking account.
Oh, you do have a checking account. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So the county would want to see 5 years of statements going back for 5 years, for any account that you have. So in the meantime, while we go through the assessments, you can try to get it from the bank. You just call on the bank, you tell them that you're applying for home care services and you need the 5-year look-back statements. So this is also something that we will need. Once we have all this, the county gets your case, they review it, and they approve you for home care services. Once you're approved, the insurance will assess how many hours you need, and you can start care.
And
That
how
goes
long is
through.
this going to take?
So
How
as
long
I
is this
told
going to take?
you, about 2 months. So if we're on top of it, we're trying to do anything that along the way fast as possible, then in 2 months you should be able to qualify to be approved.
Yeah. That's a long time, 2 months.
Right, you're right. But that's, unfortunately, it's a state process, and then it goes to the county and then to the insurance company. So everyone takes their time with it.
I know.
But I'll be here to assist you along the way. And you can save my number in your contacts.
All right,
And
wait a minute. The number. What is the number? The number she gave me?
no, so I'll give you my personal number where you can reach me, my
All right,
direct
wait a
line.
minute. Okay, what's your number?
My number is 267
267
551
551
7445.
7445. And your name, sir?
My name is Naftali.
Okay, how do you spell that?
N as Nancy, A as in apple.
N. Okay.
Again, N as Nancy, A as in apple, F like
Yep.
father,
Okay.
T as Tom,
Okay.
A L I.
Hi. Okay.
So this is my
Naftali?
job. Yes,
So
correct.
that has, okay, Naftali. Okay.
I'll
All
be
right,
calling
next.
you from this number. It's good that you saved me in the contact so you know who calls you. And as
Okay.
I told you, I'll request for you the telehealth doctor to call you from the 718 number. They will sign the PCP form. And then the number that she gave you is the broker's number, which you need to schedule the first assessment, the in-home financial assessment. So do you want me to transfer you right now to the broker so you can schedule your appointments as early as possible?
Yeah, probably yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead right now and transfer you. Just hold a second, okay?
All right.
For calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker to continue.